before. I had a question about the distinction Chuck McCauley was making between Lakudra discernment and higher discernment. And ran into a question that occasionally occurred to me when he was talking about the distinction between the abandonment. Like, I guess the first thing is this two-part question. He says that seeing the rising and ceasing of form and feeling, right, the five khandhas, being inherently suffering, that realization is Lakutra.
Uh-huh.
And then he says that the next realization, or he distinguishes the next realization as being that which is suffering should be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And that when it's been abandoned, that's the second, it's the second noble truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know where that distinction between Lakutra and not Lakutra is coming from? Because it seems like even this Lakutra realization is pretty high level, not most people in the world realize it.
Right, right. No, I don't, actually. I mean, I was kind of, sort of listening, and I was sort of, huh? So
it feels like some sort of a post-canonical doctrinal thing.
Yeah, I think that's more what it is something that is in the books, in the commentaries, I'm not that familiar with commentarial literature, whereas... No, not really. Not to that kind of degree. And I think, and particularly Jhokhung Nupali is very learned, and Thailand in those days, and even these days, actually the majority of your Pali studies is actually commentarial literature as opposed to scriptural. So there's a lot of these kind of details that they bandy about that are,
I just kind of wonder how something like that would apply in practice. It seems sort of... A distinction that doesn't have any meaningful relevance.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just such a theoretical abstract that one wonders, what's the point?